This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of April 15th, 2018. The migrant caravan coming from the U.S.-Mexico border from Central America, which has been demonized by President Donald Trump, includes a significant presence of LGBT people who have been victims of persecution in their native countries. In a Facebook video posted by the nonprofit organization NETA in partnership with caravan organizer Pueblo Sin Fronteras of People Without Borders, members of the caravan say they represent a diversity of sexual and gender identities. They call for an end to the violence and discrimination against women and LGBT people in their home countries and elsewhere. The Hill reports the largest proportion of the caravan members are from Honduras, with some from El Salvador and Guatemala as well. All three countries have a high rate of violence against LGBT people, according to various human rights groups. According to The Hill, human rights groups also say that U.S. officials have been blocking attempts to apply for asylum here, whether migrants are fleeing anti-LGBT or other types of persecution. Last year, several migrants filed suit against the Department of Homeland Security, alleging that Border Patrol and customs agents, quote, are likely illegally turning asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border away, end quote. Caravan organizers say the purpose of the caravan is different than how it's been characterized by President Trump. They say the purpose is not to encourage Central American migration nor to, quote, storm the U.S. border, but rather traveling in large numbers, the caravans provide protection from Central Americans who are vulnerable to abuse as they cross through Mexico. Some of these abuses have reported to be extortion, rape, or even kidnapping by gangs and drug cartels. And in Texas, LGBTQ Nation reports that a federal judge ruled that workplace discrimination against LGBT people is already banned by federal law. Judge Lee Rosenthal, who was appointed by George H.W. Bush, cited several other federal court rulings when she found that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which bans discrimination based on categories like race, color, and sex, also bans discrimination based on sexual orientation and transgender status because those are forms of sex discrimination. This is the first time a federal judge in Texas has found that Title VII bans discrimination against LGBT people, and it could be a foundation for future rulings. And here locally, it's official. San Francisco Airport will be the first in the world to honor an LGBT leader by naming one of its terminals after gay icon Harvey Milk. The Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to designate Terminal 1 at San Francisco International after Milk, who was sworn in 40 years ago this year as a city supervisor. In February, Mayor Mark Farrell told the Bay Area Reporter that he supported the Milk terminal proposal. He said, quote, Harvey Milk was a larger-than-life presence whose legacy continues to inspire people in the city. He embraced everything that we value, compassion, inclusiveness, and a commitment to defend those facing oppression. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia. I love to change the world.